Bill Green.
This is Assistant District Attorney Michael Armiente from the Homicide Bureau, Queens District Attorney's Office. It is approximately 4:30 p.m. The date is January 31st, 1980. We are present in the office of Major John Robson of the Air Force Office of Special Investigations. We are about to tape an interview with Jeffrey Sloat, a member of the Air Force stationed in Korea.
Okay. Jeff, when did you leave Minot, North Dakota?
I left about May 15th.
What year?
This was last year, 79.
1979?
Yes, I did.
How long have you known John Carr?
I knew him for 6 months, approximately 6 months.
Did you live with him at all?
Yes, I did, for that time.
You lived with him for 6 months?
Right.
At what address?
909 Sioux Street, Minot, North Dakota.
Okay. When you knew, do you know where John Carr is now?
I was told that he shot himself.
Okay. Were you in the States when that happened? I beg your pardon? Okay. All right. Now, we're interested in an individual, okay, that came to see John Carr at around July of 1977. Okay. He was a friend of his from New York. Now, do you know this individual?
No.
All right, let me try to refresh your recollection a bit. I was in Minot in October, okay, and I spoke to Leslie Bauman. Do you know who she is?
No, I sure don't.
Do you know who Marcy Love is?
No.
You don't know Marcy Love?
No, I sure don't.
You ever go out with a girl named Marcy?
No, I sure haven't.
You never went out with a girl named Marcy? Hello?
Could you say that again, please?
Yeah, you never went out or you never saw a girl named Marcy?
No, I sure haven't.
Do you know a Tom Turkey? Tom Turkey Taylor?
That name rings a bell.
Okay. How about Dolly?
When I first got to mine and I was introduced to him.
How about Darlene Christensen?
No, I sure don't know that name.
Okay. All right. Now, some of the conversations you've had with John Carr. Okay. During those conversations, has he ever mentioned the name David Berkowitz?
No, he sure hasn't.
Okay. Were you okay? Were you living with him at any time when he made a trip to Texas?
No.
No. And you lived with him for 6 months?
Yes, that's right.
And he never made a trip to Texas while you were living with him for those 6 months?
No, he never mentioned nothing about it.
Okay, well, when I was there... Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yes.
When I was in Minot, I spoke to... those four people that I mentioned, Leslie Bauman, who's now Leslie Bauman Schwago, Marcy Love, who's now married and her name is Marcy McCain, Tom Taylor, and Darlene Christensen. And they mentioned to me that on four occasions, this is Leslie Bauman did, she came to your house when John Carr was living there. And during the course of 1 week, she saw an individual there from New York who was present in the room with you and John Carr, and that at each time she came into the home, this individual would leave the room and hide in another room. Okay. Marcy Love also made the same statement, and that this person was from New York, and that he was living with both you and John Carr for approximately a week. You don't, and you don't know who this individual is?
No, I sure don't.
Did anyone ever come from New York and visit John Carr?
No, not that nothing he told me.
Did anyone who was not a local, that is, someone from the Minot area, ever visit John Carr and stay with you in his, in the apartment?
No, I sure did.
So that he never brought a guest over, be it for a week, a day, 2 days?
No. No, nobody stayed there with us, just me and him.
Did you ever hear of a falcon's nest while you were there?
Yes, I sure did.
What kind of place was a falcon's nest?
Well, it was sort of like a coffee house. It was real small.
Mm-hmm.
And it was above the repair place. Car repair place.
Uh-huh.
And it was out by the airport, outside of the city limits, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And did you know a Phil Falcon?
No, I sure didn't.
Do you know if John Carr took drugs?
Yes, he mentioned it to me once or twice, yes.
Do you know if he ever dealt in drugs?
No, I really couldn't tell you that.
What kind of drugs did he mention he took?
Just marijuana.
Nothing stronger than that?
No.
And while you were rooming with John Carr, was he in the Air Force still at that time?
Pardon me?
Was John Carr still in the Air Force at the time you were roommates?
No, he was going to college then.
Did you ever meet a Linda O'Connor?
No, I'm not sure.
All right, well, I'd like to show you some photos that the individual in the room with you has. Can you put them on for a second?
Okay, just a second, please. Carl speaking.
Yeah, hi. Can you show them the photo spread with the three pictures in it?
Sure. All right, he's looking at it now.
Can you put them on, please?
Sure.
Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff, do you recognize anyone in those photos?
No, I sure don't.
You don't recognize anyone there?
No, I don't.
All right, you taking a careful look?
Mm-hmm, sure am.
Okay, can you ask that gentleman to show you the other photos?
Okay.
All right, do you see anyone in those photos that you recognize?
No, Mr. Doe.
No one at all?
No.
All right, Jeff, let me ask you again now. Both Marcy Love, who claims to have been going out with you for quite a while, okay, in 1977, specifically July, and Leslie Bauman, who was her friend and constantly would come to your house to either get money or to make arrangements to go out with Rick Christner. Does that name sound familiar?
No, it doesn't at all.
Okay, now they're positive that they saw this person in your house and that you knew him. And you still maintain that no such person stayed in your house?
No, not that I can recollect.
Does the name Steve, does that ring a bell?
No,
Steve Trackman.
No, sure don't.
Stephen Carlin.
No.
Stephen Carlin Trackman.
No.
Do you know if John Carr had any guns?
Before he moved out, he had a 22 rifle, that's it.
Did you ever know him to own a handgun?
No, sure don't.
Nothing at all. A shotgun?
No. No.
Did you know him to be involved in any occult activity? Devil worshipping?
No.
Did he ever talk about that? Did he talk about New York much?
No, he didn't talk about that at all. Well, he said he was from Queens.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
He said he was from Queens?
Right.
Do you know where Queens is?
No, not really. All I know, it's a part of New York City.
Did he ever talk about Yonkers?
No, sure didn't.
He never mentioned that he may have passed through Yonkers?
No.
Did he ever mention where his parents lived?
Sure didn't.
Did he mention if he had any parents?
Well, he said he had parents, yes. They were living in New York somewhere.
And he never...
No, sure didn't.
How do you know Tom Turkey? Have you ever spoken to Tom Turkey?
I'm not sure. I have to see a photograph of him. I think it was mentioned to me one time, right before John Carr moved out. Mm-hmm.
Was he ever up? Was he ever in the house?
No, I don't think so.
And when? What caused you to split up?
Well, he said he was going to be leaving the state.
Did he say where he was going?
No, he sure didn't.
When did you first meet him? Was it in the Air Force, or,
Yes, it was. It was in the Air Force, I'd say about 1976.
And you've known him since 76?
Well, I met him one time on the base.
Mm-hmm.
Gave me a ride home with everything. And that's, you know, we never knew each other since then until he moved in with me.
And he never dealt drugs, did he?
Not that I know of.
Did he ever do any crazy things while you were living together? Like burn money or eat money?
Yes, he sure did.
What brought that about?
Well, I really couldn't tell you, but I'd say maybe the last week he was living with me, he did eat a little bit of money there, and he did a few other things that were kind of crazy, I guess you could say.
Like what? He would write on the wall?
He'd write with a grease pencil.
What would he write on the wall? Do you remember?
Nothing that I could read, just scribbling.
Symbols, or just...
Well, kind of like a tic-tac-toe game, something like that.
Uh-huh. And he would cry to himself?
Say it again?
He would cry? And do you offer no explanation for this?
No, it was pretty strange. I was wondering about it, but me and my next door neighbor, we called up, what's it called, the Northwest Mental Health Association,
uh-huh.
Asked them to come down, as a counselor, to come down and talk to him.
Right.
Because this had been going on for 3 or 4 days. And they came down and talked to him, and then they put him in the hospital.
They did come over to speak to him?
Yes, they did. Well, one counselor came over and speak to him, and he asked him a couple of questions, and he said, well, we're going to commit you to the hospital.
Well, did he say if this was brought on by drugs?
Well, he mentioned, yes, there could be a possibility.
And you don't know if he was doing any drugs?
No, I sure don't.
You lived with him for 6 months, and all he did was maybe smoke marijuana on one or two occasions.
Yeah.
Did he ever come to New York while he was living with you?
No, not that he told me of.
Did he ever have any fears that someone was after him?
No.
Did he have a car while he was in Minot?
No, sure didn't. Just from people that he knew in the area.
What, they would just give him a lift?
Pardon me?
Did he have a car?
Oh, a car?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
What kind of car was it?
It was a 70, I'm not sure of the year, maybe 73 Fury. Big, long car. Wasn't in too good a condition either.
What color was it?
What car was it?
What color?
Oh, color? Tan brown.
Was it, and it was a Fury? Was it registered in North Dakota?
Yes, it was.
Did his sister ever come up to see him?
No, I didn't know he had a sister.
You never mentioned a sister?
No, we sure didn't.
Did he ever talk about dogs? Did he have any dogs?
Yes, he did.
Where did he have the dog? Where did he get it from?
I don't know. He got it from someone of his friends, I guess.
Do you know what happened to the dog?
Well, when they took him to the hospital, I gave him away. So I figured he might not be back, or he might just leave the state.
Who did you give the dog to?
A neighbor down the street.
Did he like dogs, John Carr?
He gave me the impression that he did like him.
You don't know him, did you know him killing any dogs? Mutilating them?
No, not that I know of.
Did he ever talk about Phil Falcon?
No, he sure didn't.
I want to ask you again now, Jeff. You never went out with a girl named Marcy Love. And you never heard of Leslie Bauman?
No, sure haven't.
Okay. All right, I don't have any more questions, Jeff. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. And
sure.
Well, I'd like to give you my name and address. And if anything, if you remember anything, if you think of anything that I should know in regards to John Carr, I'd appreciate you dropping me a line.
Okay, sure will.
Okay, I'll leave it through the office of OSI. I'll let him drop it off to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, can you put the other gentleman on, please?
Sure thing.
Thank you.
Call again?
Yeah, hi. Is he out of the room?
No, he's still here. Would you like me to go ahead and escort him up to the front?
Excuse me?
I say, would you like me to escort him to another room?
Please.
All right, hang on just a minute.
I will.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. What can you tell me about his physical appearance? Was he nervous at all?
No, he didn't seem to be. There was, there was a lot of concentration on his face, but I think that's because of the poor connection, having trouble hearing you.
Uh-huh. What was his reaction to the pictures?
He didn't appear surprised. On the second lineup, though, the one where you have, there are 8 photographs?
Yeah.
And I don't know if it meant anything or not, but on the first page, photos 1 through 4, he kept staring at that page all through the interview once you had allowed him to look at the folders.
1 through 4. Okay.
I couldn't discern which photo it was he was staring at, but...
Yeah.
And it may not mean anything at all, but he continued continually watched that one page after once he had opened the photos.
How about the other one with three photos in there? Anything peculiar?
Right, I was especially watching for that, but there was no reaction on his face.
I see. He didn't seem nervous at all then, huh?
No, not at all. He seemed very calm.
Okay. I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
All right. Is it possible I can talk to somebody from the office there for just a minute?
Yeah, sure. Hold on a second. I'll put Major Robson back on.
All righty.
All right, 10 seconds. Because they were on the wrong frequency. 8 base, you have a message? Eight base, do you have